Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 31 today, Pretoria and Rustenburg 33.
In Buccleuch on the N3 northbound, a collision near the Buccleuch interchange, it's causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, the SA franchises turn their attention to the URC and nearly 200 local and international T20 cricketers to go under the hammer at the Betway SA20 player auction on the 1st of October.
We start in Pretoria, where various religious rituals have been performed to officiate the homecoming of 49 freedom fighters who died in exile in Zambia and Zimbabwe. President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to lead the ceremony there a bit later today. Another story we're looking out for today, corruption accused Michael Lamas is expected to appear before the Palm Ridge Regional Court in Johannesburg. His case was postponed last week by the Kempton Park Magistrates Court. So the 77-year-old arrived at the OR Tambo International Airport on Friday last week in a wheelchair and neck brace following his successful extradition from the UK. He's facing 65 counts of corruption linked to the 1.4 billion rand that was meant to upgrade Eskom's Kusile power station in Mpumalanga. That was between 2014 and 2017. And a 26-year-old has been arrested in connection with the murder of an e-hailing driver in Berea, Johannesburg. He was identified based on information received around the fatal shooting incident and was arrested at the Jabulani Hostel in Soweto.
Upon searching the identified room, the suspect was found sleeping and was immediately apprehended. He was positively identified as matching the description obtained from the surveillance footage and was still wearing the same clothing as seen at the crime scene.
Johannesburg Metropolitan Police spokesperson Khlolani Fihla says the suspect is being detained at the Jabulani police station. And energy expert Chris Yellen says the National Energy Regulator is unlikely to grant Eskom the full 36% tariff increase it applied for. Eskom applied for an allowable revenue of 446 billion rand for the next financial year.
It has never given Eskom what it's asked for, and it always trims us down to something lower. I expect that the same will apply this year.
The power utility is, however, very excited about testing the use of recycled legacy coal ash for road construction. It will allegedly start with a new access road at its Kusile power station in Mpumalanga. And this is the first time in South Africa that coal ash is being used for this purpose.
Eskom's research division has explored geopolymerization, a chemical process that transforms aluminium silicate ash into geopolymer concrete. This innovative material serves as a sustainable and durable alternative to traditional cement.
That was Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mokwena. And we spoke about her a bit earlier, Hurricane Helen. She's been downgraded to a Category 2 hurricane hours after it slammed into the southeastern U.S. coast as a Category 4 storm a bit earlier. Maximum wind speeds are about 175 kilometers per hour. I'm Marlene Forsier, your top story die uur. Voormalige vryheidsvegters wat in die buitenland gesterf het, se oorskot word vandag terugverwelkom.
I must wonder about that. Would you want to be have a hurricane named after you?
I mean, yes.
it would be apt.
Hurricane.
I'm going to take it. Thank you.
Hurricane. Are you though?
I'm going to take it.
Hurricane Felicity.
I would love it.
It rings so
I would
nice.
Love it. And I must just literally get out of my way.
Imagine.
Hurricane Martin. It doesn't blow, it sucks. He sucks.
If it were to have my name, no one would be able to pronounce it.
not even us. We've been calling you News Lady all morning.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. It's Marlene.
Well, you and Kola are in the same boat. We would be like, Hurricane Solo. Huxikili.
Be Hurricane.
Most news people would probably go with Hurricane X.
There we go. 100%. It sounds too deep.
That's what they did with Twitter.